Inside Amsterdam City Hall Wednesday night, members of the community gathered to hear a presentation from City Director of Community and Economic Development, Robert Van Hasseln, about the Mohawk Valley Gateway Overlook Bridge. In the second such meeting, Van Hasseln explained that the city has $650,000 in state grants. He handed out a list of ideas compiled from the last brainstorming session that included amenities such as bicycle racks, a farmer's market, numerous suggestions for special events, and a visitor's center.
So now what we're doing, and I'm very happy, is we're asking the public, the people of Amsterdam, what do you think will help your city the most? What will bring in the most people? What will bring in the most revenue?
He took suggestions for improved security, added restrooms, and increased accessibility to the bridge and neighboring Riverlink Park. Michelson Quanti suggested incorporating a New York State Walk of Fame that would feature plaques depicting important people from each county.
I'm like everyone else, most people in the city, I really want that bridge to be a success. And I'm hoping it's going to be a success with the existing concept. But I think we need to enhance the concept in order to assure its success. And I think something that will attract people from outside the area. I mean, a lot of people are interested in Amsterdam, but a lot more people are interested in New York State, you know, so that's my hope.
The bridge that connects the downtown with the city's south side has been in development for years. Amsterdam Mayor Anne Thain sat in on the meeting. The outgoing Democrat said she was pleased with the turnout and ideas offered Wednesday night.
It makes me very optimistic for the future of the bridge because I think that there are very rich ideas out there and diverse ideas, and the more input that we get from the constituency, the better the final product will be.
Van Hasseln said the city is doing what it can to gather as many diverse ideas as possible before determining the best fits for the bridge.
In this stage, you don't want to cut anybody off, and you don't want to say, no, that's a bad idea, or debate the merits, or get stuck in the mud. You want to keep the creativity going. Then you sit down and do the hard work of saying, well, is that really feasible? Is that most important? Is that something that we could probably get funded some other way? And winnow down your list until you come down with, this is the best combination of things that'll give us the most bang for the buck.
The next public meeting on the Mohawk Valley Gateway Overlook is scheduled for December 17th. Reporting from Amsterdam, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.